Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/Ragnarok.
All the cool people do.
We put out a new listener survey, which will help us learn more about you guys and what you want to see in the future. So if you could take a few minutes, the link to the survey is in the episode description, and it's also on our social media. If you could fill it out and answer some questions, it would be a really big help. Thank you.
It's not a poll.
We here at Ragnarok would like to thank the following patrons. Chados.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Vest.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Boom, we're recording.
Help.
What are you, a final song? Oh.
I
just threw
it
up into your hand and threw it in Eric's face.
Oh, I was wondering what that was.
Oh, now you know. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today, we are playing According to Plan. It's a game that I made, running in Fate Accelerated. Our three fine gentlemen here are attempting to steal a thing from a place.
Go ahead, Alex. Tell everybody what the thing is.
They are attempting to steal back the frozen head of Walt Disney from the dancing Six Flags man who has absconded with it to Texas.
And may, in fact, be keeping it on the Venga bus.
But we don't know yet.
You don't know.
We have a different bus just to trick us.
Different disco buses.
Four buses pull out simultaneously, all playing loud music, and you don't know which one to follow.
It's all trickery. It's in the cash cab.
I tell you, Ben Bailey followed me on Twitter for some reason.
Ben Bailey?
Who hosts the cash cab.
Oh, nice.
That's why. That was not a non-sequitur. That was very sequitured. All right. So why don't we introduce...
I'm so sequitur.
Apparently his name is Mr. Six.
Why don't we introduce our intrepid Masketeers?
The Six Flags I just called Mr. Six.
Mr. Six?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty sinister.
Yeah.
His name is Mr. Six.
The Sinister Six and stuff.
Myers distracted, so I'll go first. Hi, everybody. My name is Ryan. I am playing Minnie Campbell. She is a mousy Imagineer, and she is an indentured servant of the Walt Disney Corporation. I'm thinking that after she graduated from grad school, Disney bought out her contract from the bank that owned her from all of her student loans.
She pulled her out from the bank, yeah.
My name's Gus Gus. I'm the Cerulean Monorail pilot. And I'm saving Mr. Disney's head from that evil Six Flags Corporation. It's about time. The world will end as we know it. Better save the world.
Save the head, save the world. Save the world.
And I'm Eric. I'll be playing Kevin McAllister, no relation. He is the serious punch fellow of the group. He is in this to protect the Disney IP, because Disney is very important to him. He is a very loyal and honorable member of the staff. He dresses as Hey Hey from Moana, while he's working there. But that just works to hide his impressive physique and dangerousness when it comes to a good old melee.
Are you saying Hey doesn't have an impressive physique?
His neck is pretty cool. It could turn in directions that most can't.
His beak was pretty strong. It keep hitting a rock.
Yeah. That's true.
Alan Tudyk's most impressive performance.
I think I need to watch Moana tomorrow.
I might have to as well. All right. So, as we said, the frozen head of Walt Disney was stolen from its vault deep within Walt Disney headquarters. The crime was discovered.
Oh no, they quartered the head?
They got the vault of Disney.
Yes. The only clue was a red flag left behind.
Oh man.
Which pointed you to Mr. Six.
Mr. Six.
The Disney Corporation has dispatched you. It's Elite Squad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
to find the head and recover it.
I know what they're doing.
By any means necessary. So, we start with your nondescript minivan pulling into the parking lot at Six Flags Over Texas, where you have a hunt where Disney's spy network has told you Mr. Six went after his heist.
Now, everyone remember what lot we parked in. We are in Tweety.
Don't even say that name.
I shuddered when I said it.
Good, as you should have.
Oh my god.
Now that we're actually here, I'm nervous. What if they make us from the start? What if park security comes and escorts us away and we're never heard from again?
Park security should not be an issue. I will take care of anything that comes our way.
Listen, we have a job to do. And if we fail, then, well, let's just say, let's not think about failing. Failure's not an option, people.
Technically, it is.
It's not! Damn it!
So a family walking by with, like, two kids in a stroller stops and looks at you as you yell.
Hello. I hope you enjoy your day at the park.
They huff and walk away.
What are you doing at this park, huh? I hear that there's not even a monorail.
Oh. How does one get around?
How can you come to a monorail?
Their train has two tracks.
Oh. The hell is that?
A train.
Okay, that's three. There's only one way to travel. Other than a singular track.
Alright, so what are you guys gonna do? You have to find the head of Walt Disney and possibly Mr. Six as well.
Alright. I think the first thing we should do is this is Six Flags Over Texas, their
sure.
first park.
Yep.
Alright.
I'm just going to assume this is their flagship Six Flags.
God damn it. I guess first we're going to have to gain entry into the park somehow. Probably by posing as a family of normal tourists.
Oh, God. All right, well, I guess...
All right.
I can't. I got a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Well,
Cush, we haven't even gotten in the park yet. I'd like to. I'd like to pull out my Disney issue mini crash card and resuscitate Gus here.
Well, you don't have a crash card, so you have to spend a fate point.
Don't wait, don't worry. I'll look.
That's the way it starts the game.
Gus, your heart stopped.
I'm just going. The longer I stay in this park, the longer the closer I am to death.
We're not even in the park yet. We're in Tweety.
This does not bode well. Our entrance is the actual park.
Okay.
Make this quick.
Here's the story. Okay, you and I are brother and sister.
Yes.
And he's our father. our senile, heart attack prone father.
We are a normal family.
And we're taking him to an adventure park because...
We wish to seek the head of the Walt Disney.
No!
I need a wheelchair. My legs aren't getting very good stuff. Feeling pretty weak since I had that heart attack moments ago.
Well, the wheelchairs are going to be at the park entrance.
Alright,
we'll probably, if we want to go to any attraction in this park, we can just roll right in. Get a little handicaps.
Excellent. That would give us more time to scout these so-called attractions and find the head of Walt Disney, which we are currently
searching. No! We're here to ride the premium quality rides at Six Flags Adventure Parks.
Oh, good.
And then Minnie reaches over and her hand trembling opens the driver's side door of the van.
Oh, we're still in the van. All right.
And gets out.
All right. Well, I found the map of Six Flags Over Texas.
All right.
So you wait on the line. And you walk up. There's a chipper young girl who's doing this as a summer job in the ticket booth. Hello, welcome to Six Flags Over Texas. Would you like to purchase our flash pass?
Hello, we are a normal family who is here to enjoy the park. That was really hard.
Together, Gus.
Normal family, we want to take us into your park.
We require a wheelchair for our elderly father.
Eric, roll plus sneaky.
All right. All of them? All four dice, right?
You're yes. Really selling.
Zero.
She goes, okay, yeah, of course, we can get that for you.
Excellent.
She's
never been happier.
How old is your father? Does he qualify for our senior citizen discounts?
Yes.
How old is he?
How old are you again, Father? My memory has gone over.
Old enough.
It seems like every moment is another. Every year is just a moment of our happy lives, so sometimes I forget.
Minnie, like, steps away past the both of them and just. 70! He's 70! He's 70 years old!
Oh, okay. So one senior citizen ticket. And two adult passes. Would you like the flash pass? It's only an additional $20 per ticket. It allows you to skip the lines.
I would say yes.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. She hits a button on her computer. That'll be $200.
All right.
This has money.
One of you can spend a fate point.
I will. Ah, damn it. Can you kick me that fake point under the table?
He asked you to kick it.
Nice. So we have a flashback. To a dark...
enemy.
A flashback to a dark boardroom. A man sitting in shadows across the table from the three of you, explaining how the frozen head of Walt Disney was just stolen. He steeples his fingers. His hand's the only part that's sitting in light. You can't see the rest of him because of the dramatic shadow. Minnie, we are going to entrust you with the bank account for this operation.
Really? That's you're giving me real money and not Disney bucks?
I don't have that anymore.
Disney bucks are not accepted outside the parks yet.
An unfortunate circumstance, one which we hope to change in the future.
Minnie like puts her head in her hands and goes, "It's been so long. I almost forgotten."
We hope you will be frugal. The Disney Corporation does not have money to waste. he reaches into his suit pockets and pulls out a black Amex and like slides it across the table to you.
I slam my hand down on it.
It has your name on it.
Wow. On a black light, you'll see the Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, we better not go through any like discos or anything while here.
You can count on me, sir. But what if there are frivolous extras and additional charges?
The churros.
We are going into another park. They don't do all-inclusive like we do.
No, they don't. Do whatever you think is necessary to complete the job. If that means purchasing some sort of extra pass addendum, then do it.
she looks steely-eyed and just nods.
But try not to buy a soda at the food court. Those are just crazy expensive. All right. And we flash back to now.
No, she goes, right, we'll bring our own food and leave it in the car, in a cooler.
Yeah.
Good. Well planned. All right. So you can add the aspects. If you have a bottomless bank account.
Okay.
Well, that's for you.
Oh, just for me?
Well, it's up to you. Do you want it to be a group aspect,
yeah,
or do you want it to be yours?
Thing. You use a fate point.
All right, sure. Yeah, I will.
Well, anyone could use a fate point for a group aspect.
Well, I'm the one with the with the amulet.
He got
right.
it.
Yeah.
Minnie's got it.
All me. All the time.
Yep. So Minnie whips out the black Amex and slides it under, you know, the little hole in the glass to the ticket seller, and she swipes it and
there's a close up on Minnie's face as she looks really nervous for a second as the attendant slides the card.
She slides the card. Your brow beads with sweat as you wait for the computer to process it. Okay, everything's set. She slides it back to you, hands you three bracelets. And here's the wheelchair now. You see another guy in a Six Flags polo is wheeling over an empty chair.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Come, Father. We have found a wheelchair for you.
He's frozen.
He thinks it is cold. He is elderly.
Minnie,
where are Mr. Snacks? I want his autograph.
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. Is that like your third heart attack?
Yeah.
He just keeps having them.
I think at this point it's really just one roll. With peaks and valleys. Would you like us to call a medic?
No, he's fine. He really, this happens all the time. He's been having a heart attack for years now.
Make a roll sneaky, Ryan.
Okay.
It's to the point where we think there is a problem if he is not having one.
Oh my, minus two.
he looks very ill. I'm going to call a medic.
I'm sure there's no need. Our father is dramatic.
Really, he's just playing it up for sympathy. Don't let him
fool
you. All right,
so either you can rush away into the park, or one of you can get a fake point and she'll call a medic.
I call Kevin McAllister's leg.
Yes, what is it? Father.
Listen, boy, you and me, go without me. I'll catch up.
Catch up?
I'll catch up.
You will have a wheeled chair.
I will.
Yeah.
If you thought I was fast on one rail, you'd see me on two wheels.
I lean over to Kevin and I say, Kevin, maybe you'd better go scout out the fun things to do at the park while Father and I deal with his medical issue.
Perhaps that is a good idea. I shall see what entertainment I have to find here, Sister and Father.
All right, so Ryan, you're taking that fake point?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Yeah, Precy, get your face off the fake points.
I'm staying, too.
All right, Meyer.
Yeah, Meyer gets a fake point, too. Pass it down to Billy Moyer.
Does Gracie get a fate point?
No, she does not.
Oh, I'll pet her instead.
That's good. All right, so Eric, you enter into Bugs Bunny Boomtown.
Yeah. Oh, you're the kids area.
This is a cheap ripoff of Mickey Mouse.
Well, that's basically the front
oh,
entrance area.
Oh, gosh.
Or actually, there's a big circle with a fountain in the middle that has a bunch of shops, and off to the side is Bugs Bunny Boomtown.
Mm.
To your left, you can head into...
He said head into it. That must be where it is.
Into international area?
Yes.
They have...
That's the part that's in Mexico.
They have... Well, there is a Mexico. They have attractions for... I guess it's international because they have Mexico, Spain, Texas,
uh-huh.
France, and
the good
old
nation
South.
Of Texas.
Well, it was at one point. But yeah, so that's what's right around you. So do you want to go to Bugs Bunny Boomtown or France?
No, you're not really much of an option here.
Or you could just walk. See, I don't have what all these stores are. They have all the numbers, but I don't have what those are.
I suppose I'll head into Bugs Bunny Boomtown.
Okay.
See what is up there and how they're ripping off of Mickey Mouse with their ridiculous cartoon.
Yeah, well, you see this ridiculous, tall, gray... You could tell... It's obviously trying to be Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
But they got the proportions all wrong.
The ears are too long.
Yeah, the ears are too long and skinny. The whole thing is too tall. It's ridiculous. It's asinine, really.
Are there any, like, Bugs Bunnies that are, like, about my height? I'm a fairly tall guy.
Yeah, there's only one person in a Bugs Bunny costume.
Oh, it's a person in a costume, all right. If it was a statue or something, I was going to try to bend the ears into a round shape.
Well, no, there are both. There's a statue of Bugs Bunny that's like, he's like leaning on a sign that says like, "Welcome to Boomtown." He's eating a carrot, but you can see there's also a person in a Bugs Bunny costume walking around taking pictures of kids.
Some say a statue, others say an idol. Yeah.
And then you hear, and you jump and you look as it's not a monorail.
Tell me that.
It's got two rails that it's riding on.
What is this?
It's got the front. You know how a proper monorail, like every car, is the same. The front one is like a little rounded for air resistance. But
of course, this the proper one, way to have to build a vehicle.
Exactly.
Rains and Disney.
Yeah, there's a train going around.
We've seen a train. It's in Disney.
Yes, but never used to get around the park.
Yes, there is.
That's preposterous.
The
Magic Kingdom.
I think the monorail is really for like the hotel.
Yeah, the monorail goes between the parks into some of the hotels.
Yeah. There's trains. Yeah, trains.
There is actually a train that goes around. It stops at the front gate and in Adventureland, or what used to be Adventureland. Mm-hmm. And then there's also
a really long train.
Yeah, it goes around the whole park.
We have Adventureland like maybe like 15 minutes away.
Yeah. It goes from Adventureland to Disney. It's called Amtrak.
I never noticed that.
No, Frontierland, right?
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
So you got the train, you got the Bugs Bunny statue, there's a guy in a costume, you also see some sort of Duck Man.
I like Duck Man!
No, it's not a proper Duck Man like Donald. This is he's tall and black.
Is Duck Man.
He's a sorry Eric colored duck.
Duck Man, no, it's not USA Network.
It's not Duck Man either.
Oh.
It's a Daffy Duck.
Yes.
He is grouchy like Donald Duck.
These outfits are preposterous. I don't understand.
And they're naked too. They aren't wearing any clothes.
Yep.
Goodness, I must purchase pants for them. If only I had the credit card.
Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. He wears a shirt. Mickey wears pants.
So what are you going to do?
I suppose maybe I'm supposed to be checking out.
You're reconnoitering.
Yeah, you're scouting ahead. I think we might parlay this into getting like some kind of a backstage area access.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe I'll approach the person in the Bugs Bunny costume and see if they can Bugs Bunny. That's what I call it. I'm unaware
Birds.
Of this. Birds
Bunny. Bugs Bunny.
Hello, Bugs.
So you
Bird. Bird Bunny.
What's happening, Doctor?
You walk up to the man in the gray, misproportioned Bugs Bunny costume. Mickey Mouse costume.
Hello, Bergs.
He has a fake carrot in his hand, and he just kind of like puts it next to his mouth and wiggles it back and forth and goes, "What's up, Doc?
You seem to be having trouble eating that carrot."
Oh.
Provide assistance?
It's just a prop. It's plushy.
Take a magic man.
It's impressive. It looks very realistic. Now, might you have some information for me? I am looking for... I am here on a very important trip.
Oh, every trip to Six Flags is important.
Yes, especially this one. For I have very important things to do here. And you see, I am checking maintenance on many of these rides and attractions.
and it would seem that I have not been printed up the proper pass with which to go behind the scenes on said attractions.
Oh, jeez. You'd probably have to go to the management office and talk to them about that.
Excellent. Which direction might I have to go to find that?
That's back in Gotham. He points, if you'll keep going straight. You have to go through the Gotham City area, and like at the back of the park up against the fence, you'll see this building. Customers don't go there really because it's a management building. But go back there.
Excellent. Thank you, Bergs. I will find what I'm looking for.
It's Bugs, right?
Pardon?
Bugs. I'm Bugs Bunny.
Oh. I seem to have gotten my intel incorrect. I apologize for the inconvenience.
Don't worry about it. He turns away from you to some kid. Hey, what's up, Doc? And the kid goes, that's Bugs Bunny.
Sounds much different.
I'm a costumes guy. Yeah. I wear costumes, so I'm acting like this.
So are you heading to the office building?
Yeah.
Okay, so you start heading that way. Minnie. We'll cut back to the front.
Minnie, where's the castle?
There's no castle. Gus.
About 30 seconds after Kevin leaves, a man with a big old medic bag runs up. He looks around, sees the man having the continuous heart attack in the wheelchair, quickly figures out why he was called here.
Please, sir, over here. My elderly father has been having a massive MI for the past. Well, I think it's been years.
We can.
He runs up. He drops to his knees. He's got a stethoscope around his shoulder. He puts on a stethoscope and, oh my God, his heartbeat's totally erratic. I need to call an ambulance right now. We need to get him to a hospital.
Give me adrenaline.
No, he's
no. That's the worst thing you could have right now.
Shiver into my heart.
Your heart's already erratic. If I give you adrenaline, you could die.
I know what I'm doing.
So someone's got to make a roll. He's not just going to give you a shot of adrenaline.
That's
my roll.
Depends what you want to do. You could roll...
Forceful.
Yeah, you could roll forceful, yeah.
I said, inject me with adrenaline in the heart.
Well, that's a minus one.
You can spend fate points.
Oh, yeah.
You can invoke one of your aspects for a plus two, or you can spend it to reroll. You can invoke Surly.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Surly. What's your name, Surly?
So you like grab his shirt. Give me the adrenaline. He reaches into his bag. Pulls out a shot of adrenaline. He pulls off the cap of this long needle. I'm gonna get so fired for this. And he like holds you down and boom, jabs you in the chest and plunges it down. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God, what have I done? People around are watching, and they all go, when you, like, jump back up. The medic, like, falls back onto his ass. Oh, my God!
Sir, I apologize for my elderly father causing a scene. Perhaps you'd better escort us to a backstage area away from all of these people who are shocked and appalled at the unprofessional conduct of Six Flags staff.
The way you faced it. You can roll clever. I'll give you an additional plus one for points and yes. You just shot this old man with adrenaline.
That's plus four.
For it.
Plus four.
I broke even with the dice.
Cindy, I'll take them back to the office, get them in the air conditioning and a bottle of water. I'm sure that'll help. He slings his bag over his shoulder and grabs the handles of the wheelchair and pushes you guys into the park. A few minutes later, you guys pass through Bugs Bunny Boomtown. You see Kevin ahead of you. slowly, you know, making his way through the crowds.
Okay.
Heading is apparently in the same direction you are.
Okay.
Cut off my arm at the end of this.
I'm ahead of you, so I haven't noticed you yet.
You have not.
When is this all?
Although, you do hear a familiar grumbling behind
you. When is all over, I'm cutting this arm off.
Turn around.
Plus, you don't have to do that. Let's just get through this.
This band-aid doesn't say Disney. That's Six Flags.
What? Yeah,
tainted.
Is your father okay, Miss? He's pushing the...
He's just a little bit, you know...
It must be all the adrenaline that's seeping through my brain.
let's just keep going.
Yeah, maybe let's get us into that air conditioner.
Yeah, he goes a little faster.
I'm going to turn around and ask you what's up.
Yeah, you turn around and see them.
Oh, I see you two have made it into the park.
Yes, this nice gentleman here is escorting us to the air conditioning in the offices.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm currently going to the management's office, for I have been issued a pass that was not printed correctly, and thus I need my backstage, my pass to allow me backstage.
Okay.
That is what we need.
That wasn't the plan, but...
I thought that was the plan.
It is now.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is now. So yes, come with us to the air-conditioned room where Father may recover from his heart attack.
Very well. I shall get back to my plan at a later time.
You're going to the same place.
Yeah.
So you...
How are you, Father? Good as always.
Not like usual, then.
you make your way through the Gotham City area, underneath the Batman roller coaster, to the far end of the park. There's this small two-story building. It's just like simple, looks like painted cement blocks. It's not fancy at all. It's just got like a sign tacked to it that says like Six Flags, employees only. All the doors say employees only. The medic goes to the front door, opens it, and like backs in and pulls in the wheelchair. You can feel the blast of air conditioning hit you as you walk in. There's like you're in like a little lobby area, kind of. There's like a few seats and a table. It looks like maybe some kind of break room could be too, but it's really early in the morning, so there's no one else here. No one's on break yet because they just started.
Anyone have like a computer workstation or?
Not in this room,
right?
But somewhere else,
where in the building?
I mean, it's also offices, so somewhere, yeah, there's most definitely. To be. Yeah,
Minnie, okay. Were you aware that the predominant lapine in this place is not actually referred to as bergs, but is actually bugs?
I had heard that. Yes.
Yes, I've just learned that myself.
So he wheels your father in and puts him in front of one of the tables. Goes to a water cooler and fills up three glasses, and comes back. So I'll leave you here. I'll be back in a few minutes. Bathroom is, he pointed this, you see ladies and men's bathrooms right there.
Okay.
If you need anything, there's a vending machine right there too, if you get hungry.
Thank you for your kindness, sir. We greatly appreciate it, as does my elderly father.
Mm-hmm. It was also my elderly father.
Oh, it's a good thing we ran into you then.
Yes.
If you needed to talk to someone about that pass, just go down the hall there. That's the, like, administrative offices.
Very well. Thank you.
No problem. I'm getting another call. I have to go. There's another person having a 5-year-long heart attack. I have to go help them. And he quickly leaves.
I have to go now. My planet
needs me. That's exactly what he does.
Can I case the place for like security cameras and
sure. Roll. Well, how do you want to do it?
Carefully.
Okay.
I'm gonna like meticulously check like all the places where a security camera might be.
So if you do it, huge. All right. If you do it carefully, they're probably going to see you on all those cameras, but you'll get a better picture. Oh, whereas if you do it sneakily.
I like to do it forcefully. I like to keep punching places.
1, 2, 3! if you do it sneakily, you might not get picked up on the cameras.
All right, I'll try it sneakily. Wow, I'm going to pay a fate point to re-roll that, because...
What are you invoking?
I'm going to invoke indentured servitude.
Okay.
If I don't do this, then they're going to do horrible things to me.
Your trip cost an additional $25,000, which has been added to your bill, Minnie.
Another wonderful year and a half living in the House of Mouse.
I like to think like your name wasn't Minnie when you started
working here. No, it was Deborah.
I feel like in that flashback scene when he handed me the black Amex and the card said Deborah, I like mouthed the word like it was unfamiliar to me.
Okay, are you re-rolling or are you adding two?
I'm going to re-roll because I rolled a minus two and I'm only at plus one.
85 pluses.
Well, it's better. I broke even again, so plus one.
Plus one.
To avoid...
Yeah, so you get an eye on a few cameras.
Okay. Do I think that they might have seen me?
Well, they definitely saw you come in.
Yeah,
and obviously. Into the break room.
Did they notice me, like... casing the place for security cameras.
No, you managed to do it subtly enough that the camera saw you, but it did not, like, because you were casing them, but you were just, like, looking around.
Are they stationary? Are they, like, swiveling back and forth?
No, they're stationary. This isn't, at least in the area you're at, this doesn't seem, it's not, like, a high security area. If you went to, I'm just going to assume that there's a vault on site where they keep all the money from the transactions. That would be much more secure.
Yeah.
That is not anywhere that you can see right now, though. You don't know if it's in a different part of this building or a different part of the park. You don't know about that.
All right.
But this is basically, it's just offices.
So I'm going to point the cameras out to Kevin and Gus Gus.
All right.
They're watching us. One of us has to get to those administrative offices and gain access to a computer workstation. We can find the old man's head where they're keeping it.
Very well. Perhaps I shall look around and gain access, as previously stated. How would you suggest I do such a thing?
I don't know. Walk down the hall and tell them you needed that pass. See if you can lure somebody away, and I'll come up and see if I can hack into their network.
My father's having a heart attack again.
All right, I will, without another word spoken, head down towards the offices.
Okay,
so go get my pass that I guess I need.
You just walk down the hall, and you come into. A small cubicle farm. There's a bunch of people sitting at computers. You hear a few people on phone. Some of them are joking around. There's one woman who looks up at you as you could. Excuse me. Can I help you? Guests aren't allowed back here.
Oh, yes. I am here to get a pass. You see, I have been given the wrong pass. I was supposed to have a pass to go backstage and make maintenance on the attractions.
Make maintenance.
Here. What?
I'm going to make some maintenance on you, baby.
I've been contracted to perform maintenance on the attractions here, but I'm afraid I've been issued the incorrect pass.
I'm sorry. Do you have any ID?
See, now I was going to say maybe if I had... use a fate point to have some sort of...
Mm-hmm. That's what I was like. That's exactly what I was going to say. So you could spend a fate point, and we will do a flashback scene to you acquiring some sort of, I'm assuming, some sort of fake ID.
Right.
To see. Yeah. All right, so you spend the fate point.
Oh, I was going to put on the table for a noise.
Oh, sorry. Dude. Spend the fate point. Now. Time is fine. So what do you want your flashback to be?
Okay, so, I assume we're... I was just thinking about the same place we were for Ryan's.
Sure.
Where we were getting our equipment.
Okay.
That we need for our...
All right, so the same shadowy figure.
Important mission.
Mr. McAllister.
I know an important mission.
It might come up that one of you should, dare I say, have to impersonate an employee of the Six Flags Corporation.
A disgusting thought.
Indeed. It makes me nauseous just to think about it.
I plan on vomiting as soon as we leave.
The desperate time to call for desperate measures.
Excuse me, sir. Who is Deborah?
That's a character from Dragon Ball Z.
Don't worry about it, man. She's gone now.
Oh, we can dance.
We've got skulls on our hands. He reaches into another pocket of his suit and slides across a card to you.
I know what name I want.
Oh, okay. He slides across the card to you, and you see it's your Disney employee picture, okay. But on a card that says, I guess Warner Brothers owns Six Flags, or
I think they contract out to use the.
Okay, so it's a Six Flags corporate employee card under the name
Buzz McAllister.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Wolf.
His brother.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm gonna go with, Harry Lime.
From... Okay. it's Harry Lime.
Alright.
And it says that you are, safety inspector.
There we go. Thank you. Who is Harry Lime?
He's you dead. Are.
Very well.
So we cut back to the woman saying, do you have any ID?
Yes, right here. I am Harry Lime, safety inspector.
All right, you hand her the ID.
Oh, I didn't just say that.
I need to see.
Oh, yes. Now I'll have
okay. She takes it.
She only asked if I had it. She didn't ask if I could give it to her.
She looks at it, and she types on her computer. And like Ryan, oh, I'm sorry, like Minnie earlier, sweat beads on your brow as she types it in. And she says, oh, okay, Mr. Lime, everything seems to be in order. I'm so sorry they didn't give you the pass at the front gate. I'm just going to go to... I just have to go print out a special lanyard for you. I'll be back in just a minute.
Excellent. Thank you very much. From Harry Lime.
So she gets up and she walks off into a different room.
There's Harry Lime.
She's distracted away from the computer. That's what we want.
All right.
All right.
My plan to get in was successful. Infiltration.
It's all gone just as you said, Gus Gus.
Yep. I got... Operation, have a heart attack. Success!
I'm imagining the Gus Gus that came back from the future just had like this metal box on his chest where his heart shouldn't be.
It's like
the only thing that keeps me ticking.
He's like the villain from the first Hellboy. He just has the wide chest.
Wait, why? Oh shoot, what's that show that starts with dun dun? Law and Order. Why did Law and Order start when that?
Law and Order's always starting somewhere.
Yeah. One of the longest running shows. Alright. So now we're on stage two. I didn't get that far.
You were too busy having a heart attack.
Yeah. I had to really commit to that. Like, you know, actually having a heart attack.
I'm a method act.
I really don't feel good.
Really take it out of you. I underestimated the, you know, how tough... On a body, a heart attack is.
That adrenaline. Man, I think I may have pissed my pants.
He was right. That was a bad idea.
Really? I should have listened to my future self and not have a heart attack.
Here, let me get you something to drink to calm your nerves. And she walks over to the coffee machine and like... everything's broken except espresso.
All right. So you hit the espresso button. Maya, do you want another fate point?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So here you go. Minnie hits the espresso button. and the machine and drops out like a big cup, and then just fills it up to the brim.
And maybe like presses it once, nothing happens. Presses it again, nothing happens. Like, presses it again. Presses it a couple more times.
You are selected quad shot.
So you get like a 12-ounce cup of just espresso.
Maybe. Here, drink this down. It'll calm you.
Are you Popeye now?
Yeah.
Is that an approved Disney IP?
No.
Alright. What are you doing? I have so much energy. I run around the room.
Gus, maybe we should try to catch up with Kevin.
What's my Gus has to say? Take a direction. This is your heart.
This way!
I run.
Are you going the right way?
No. Fate Point says yes.
No, you don't have to spend it. I'm just asking you.
Okay.
You have two options. There's the hallway that Minnie very obviously saw him walk down before.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another hallway.
I'll pick the other hallway.
Okay. Minnie?
I'm gonna trust that Gus knows what he's doing because his plan got us this far.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to catch up with I'm gonna spend a fate point.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say I'll establish a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Where the three of us are strapped down to surgical tables.
Oh God, okay.
And there are Imagineer doctors.
Is it like Vader and
by the way, the doctors they wear whites. They have surgical masks and they have hair nets, but they're white and they have Mickey Mouse ears on them. Yeah.
And their surgical gloves are all like big fucking white.
Is it like RoboCop?
I hope you don't pull your own head off.
Yeah.
Alright. The doctor's standing over us and he says now, we're going to install you with some state-of-the-art cybernetic gear that will allow you to communicate with your fellow Disney employees while on property.
Cybernetic DizTech. Alright, so you can add that group aspect.
Alex is just like, I thought we got away from the tack nets.
Then we get away from tack nets.
Group aspects.
There's no tacking in D&D yet.
I'm sure there's a spell.
I'm sure you'll find a way. Critical Role had it.
They did, yeah.
The earrings.
Well, that was more like a radio.
Yes.
Alright, so we are tacknetted through DizTech. I send a electronic message to Kevin.
Kevin.
So this is
Kevin, your brain rings.
In your vision. The message scrawls out over the bottom of the screen of your eyes, of your vision.
Naturally.
And then a little Mickey head bounces on top of the wall.
It's also written in that script in Disney font.
Oh, man.
Like a sing-along video.
Or wait a minute, is it like that, or is it dictated to you in Mickey's voice?
We all just...
Oh, my gosh, Gus!
Oh, it's so comforting to see that again.
I got a boner.
I don't know if I can do Mickey's voice this late on Friday.
Alright, no, so we'll just end it's a little bouncy.
Yeah,
hey, I'm Mickey Mouse.
So it says, Gus has gone and followed his intuition deeper into the labyrinth. What's your status?
I am waiting by a computer for my proper pass to be printed up.
Hold on a second. I'll be right there. Maybe I can find out more information. I'm gonna
Harry Lime.
Yes. Yes, you are.
All right, so you're not following Gus Gus then?
No, I'm heading to Kevin.
All right, so you run down the hall to Kevin. You can see he's just kind of standing there. You see the empty desk.
All right.
So roll clever to hack in if you want.
Yeah, I wanna see where they're keeping the old man's head.
Can I move away from that desk and, like, do something mildly distracting away from it so other people might not be looking straight at that desk at the moment?
Roll flashy.
Uh-oh.
I got a plus six.
Okay.
Zero.
No one's looking at you, but you don't really think anyone's looking at the desk either.
Okay.
Plus six. All right. So in awesome movie-style hacking...
Well, you can't even make me describe what I'm doing.
Well, what are you doing?
I don't fucking know.
Well, whatever you're doing, it doesn't work.
I'm humming loudly.
Okay. Yeah, no one's... It's an office. No one really cares. As long as you're not microwaving fish. The turrets drop down. Unauthorized music. No. So you, in movie style hacking, you know, you hack into the computer system, and you find an email written to Mr. Six.
I'm sorry.
There's an email written from, I don't know, it's from Mr. Six at sixflags.com to Mr. Flag at sixflags.com. You've never heard of Mr. Flag.
Oh, God.
The email says, package secured. Cooler secured, heading back, bringing to freezer for extraction.
Extraction? What could they possibly mean by that? All right, I'm going to see if I can locate this freezer.
All right, so with your, well, you got a plus okay. six. So you look and you the only freezers you can find are in the food prep area. And then you think maybe freezer is a code word, and you start looking around and you find the vault that they have has recently been upgraded to also be a cold storage unit.
Of course. Oh. And where is this vault?
It's on the other side of the park. So you are in the there's a building, you're past Gotham City.
Okay.
You have to go to the other side of the park, past the wooden roller coaster, and like behind the picnic pavilions. And
Eric's favorite pavilions.
Sure. And like tucked away over there. You see there's a small building that's basically it's just like another shack of cement blocks. Okay. It's an elevator. And okay. that leads down to the vault complex.
Cool. All right.
So basically, if you want to look at the map, I thought that was the building at first. I realized it's part of the ride. So pretend that's where you are.
Okay.
And that's the area you have to get to.
and then I unfold the park map that they gave us when we walked in, and I pick up like a Sharpie from the desk and I you know, mark where we are and where the thing is, and I just like, oh my god. I grab Kevin by the shirt collar and I say, we have to go deeper. And we have to go all the way across the park.
Goodness. That is a far travel. I wish we had a monorail.
Shit.
You hear footsteps coming.
I am going to, like, dive out of the cubicle.
Roll sneaky.
Try to hide behind the plant.
Can I throw him out of the cubicle?
You could try. It's not gonna,
No, I'm not trying out of the best idea, but it's
let's see how I do. That was out of my box.
Maybe I'll do it. I could forcefully hurl her. Nah, I'll probably hurt her.
All right. I got nothing, so plus one.
Plus one. You get up and, like, run out the door. And as you walk in, the woman's, oh, who was that?
Oh, that was my friend. She's also on the force, and she wanted to see if I was getting my pass.
Oh. Does she need one?
I do not believe so.
Oh, okay. Well, here you go, Mr. Lime.
Harry Lime.
She hands you, it's a printed up pass, has your picture on it, but it's like Six Flags over Texas, inspector, and it's got like today's date on it, so it won't be good in the future.
Damn it.
Just wear this on, it's on the line, so just keep this on, and show it to anyone. The card will get you in, you see that it's got a mag stripe on the back.
Right.
So it's coded for the access and all the rides, so, it should be able to get you in. Just let the attendants know what you're there for.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Put the lanyard on. You have been very helpful.
All right. God presses wide. Gus.
That's me.
You're just hoofing it down
that's
the hall.
That's right.
I picture, like, extremely wide-angle lens, like, mounted on a harness to him, as he's just like...
would you like another fate point?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pass that to Gus. So you're not really like looking at the doors. You're just running.
Yeah.
And you see there's a door at the end of the hall in front of you, and that's where you're going. And you just grab it and like shoulder into it, and you burst into the security room.
Oh, jeez.
And there's like 10 security guards in the room, and they all turn and look at you. Excuse me, sir. What are you doing here?
I look at the cameras. The I want to look at the screens.
Oh, the entire park.
Wow. There's no like.
Well, what are you looking for?
Looking for like a vault or the head.
You roll. Roll quick.
Oh yeah.
Roll plus quick to see if you can pick it out.
Good at that.
And quick. Got it. Two.
Two. You're looking around frantically. There's hundreds of monitors around. Yeah. There, you know, the rise, and you're looking around, and you see one that it looks like it's just like a little square room, and you see two security guards as you look at it. They walk in with a hand truck with a bunch of bags on it, and they hit a button, and you see it's an elevator that goes down.
Oh, God.
And they look like, since you've worked at Disney so long, you recognize, like, the money transfer bags. And you realize that if they're taking the money down there, that's probably a good place to store other valuable things. So you see where the cameras are there.
Yeah.
But then the two of the security guards are walking over to you. Sir, we're gonna have to, you're gonna have to come with us. So they're trying to take you into custody.
I'm gonna run.
Alright. Ah! Roll quick. They're gonna give chase.
Why?
This is three.
Guy. Three.
Alright.
Yeah, that's alright.
They got plus one. So you take off. They're like, what? And they go, two of them go chasing after you. Where are you running to?
I don't know. I'm just running,
Like, are you going to exit the building and, like, try to get lost
you can
in
go,
the park?
Yeah, you can go back to that,
I'm getting lost in the park. I'm running. Yeah, I'm running that way.
All right, so you two are coming back down the hall, and you hear, as it gets louder, and you see Gus
the Doppler
coming down, and just again shoulders into the door, burst of sunlight as he runs outside, and then two security guards hot on his tail coming up behind him.
Can
so Gus make it
distract the security guards.
What do you want to do?
Stand in their way. I'm a big guy.
Roll forceful.
To play a big guy has to play a small chicken.
Four.
They got two. So you just kind of step and they both hit you. Sir, excuse me, sir.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. I was still just looking for my way out of here.
They eventually they push you out of the way and run out. So Gus, make another quick check. You get an additional plus two from Eric helping you.
That's a five.
Okay.
I have to continue explaining myself as they push me around.
They got zero.
Even once they pass me.
So they run outside and look around, and you're just gone. You're lost in the park. And they turn around to you. Do you know who that was? Was he with you?
I'm sorry, I was not paying attention. I was just trying to find my way out when I was ran into.
Do you have credentials? I need to see your credentials.
I'm Harry Lime, safety inspector.
And you?
I thought I was behind a plant.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, make a sneak check. I didn't realize you were hiding.
Yeah, I'm still hiding.
And you, they asked the plants?
Yeah.
It just holds up the plants.
Oh, I'm spending a fate point to invoke Mousy Imagineer, because okay. I'm gonna make myself as tiny as
I'm. What did you roll?
I rolled 4 minuses.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's a good idea not to have that be the roll that you use.
That's better, but still not great. Minus one.
Okay.
Two minuses.
All right.
Switching my dice
they're,
up again.
They're going to roll clever to see if they notice you. They're at plus one. They got a plus one, so that beats you.
Okay.
So you thought you were hiding behind the bush. You're just kind of standing behind it. And they walk back in. What are you doing here? This is employees only.
I'm sorry. I was just looking for a bathroom. Yeah.
Roll clever. The minus one.
Okay. I'm gonna see if I can do better with different dice, because apparently my fate dice have it in for me tonight.
If they go for her, I might have to finally be a punch fellow.
You might.
Clever, that's plus three.
Plus three.
The minus one, that's plus two.
That's
two.
Yeah. the bathroom for guests is outside, right next to the ride. They point and you can see the building.
Oh, so sorry. This park is just so poorly designed that I got lost and wandered in.
Well, and you have to leave.
And then I just sort of look off in a different direction and wander away.
Okay. So the two of you are still together.
Mm-hmm.
Gus.
Yes.
Are you trying to meet back up with him?
I'm going incognito. I'm going to a store.
Okay.
And I'm going to put on theme park attire.
Ooh.
Okay. You can do that. I'm going to give you a consequence.
Uh-huh.
So your mild consequence, your number two, is worn or bothered.
Worn or bothered.
Because you're wearing over. Come on, that was pretty good.
It was pretty good, yeah.
You're wearing a whole bunch of Warner Brothers and Bugs. You're wearing a Bugs Bunny shirt.
Yeah.
No, it's gotta be one of Taz doing that cool cross arm pose that everyone in the 90s wore because
right.
Of the
cool. Yeah. All right. So that shirt that's still in production but only at Six Flags is Taz leaning on nothing, the wall that's drawn on the shirt for some reason. And you've got big sunglasses that say Six Flags Over Texas on each side. And you've got a hat that has two big Bugs Bunny ears.
Oh,
kind of her name? Louise from Bob's Burgers. But gray. And so that's pulled down over your face. You feel dirty.
Yeah.
But you walk out back to
you catch sight of yourself in a mirror.
Yeah, then you see yourself in a mirror as you're walking out. Oh boy. Alright, we got another barfer over here. Someone called janitorial. That's in show it to Maya. That's the exact shirt he's wearing.
It's Bugs and Taz.
Yep.
Cross arms back to back. In various sports-looking gear with baggy
basketball jerseys,
baggy jeans, and backwards caps, and Taz has some dreads.
Naturally.
Because of course.
Everyone knows Tasmanian devils have dreadlocks.
Oh, Bugs has some dreads too. And a piercing in his ear.
Naturally. Because they're just too cool.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to email this picture to Ryan.
All right, so you have your Diz tech, so you could communicate with each other.
All right, I think we should all, we all know where they're keeping the package. We should meet up, converge by the elevator if we can make it there.
Very well.
Perhaps we should go on a few of these rides on our way over so as not to draw suspicion. Like regular patrons.
I have to.
Don't worry.
What is wrong? Let me see. Let me use a visual scan to see what is it. Oh, God!
Well, so much for our endorsement deal with Six Flags.
Disney.
Yeah, none of them are sponsoring us.
I don't know, Disney. Look how fanatically you're worshiping Disney.
I don't know if worship is the right word.
I mean, you did say how they owed your character, like an indentured servant.
They took my name. Made us undergo elective surgery.
I mean, although Disney would never call it indentured servitude, they'd come up with some magical sounding name. Voluntary fungineer.
Oh, I'm an involuntary fungineer. I love it.
A fungineer.
Okay. So are you guys gonna go on rides?
I think so.
Alright, so everyone roll plus forceful to withstand the humiliation.
I'm good at that.
I got a plus two.
I got a plus three.
I got a plus one.
Okay.
So my dice evened out.
You all still feel dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, you go on the... Let's see. Let's find some rides here.
Damn, these plastic knives. You
go on this Superman tower that I don't have the name of. And Roller Coaster USA. And there's a Eiffel Tower. That's a thing.
Go on the Eiffel Tower.
Look at this line structure. It's artless. You know? No. Go ahead.
None of these are in the shape of Pluto's head.
You know, when we redesigned the line for the Living Seas, we tested it out. We figured out that we could keep somebody who is sufficiently fed and watered alive and online for a year.
I bet they cannot even last for 1 hour here.
One time, we put a guy on the line, and he thought he had died and gone to hell. The line just never ended.
They don't blast smells at you on Main Street to make you buy food.
All right.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Main Disney fucking blast smells.
Damn.
Now, here's the real question. Do you take the train?
I think...
Yes.
Can we get there quicker if we take the train?
I'll say yes.
Alright.
This two-wheeled mode of transport is far more rickety.
I'm hijacking the train.
Are you
hijacking? No!
Okay. So you just got off the Superman Tower. Yeah. And there's a big green roller coaster over there you went on. And so you're waiting at the train station.
Yeah.
And you see the train. It's one of those regular theme park trains where the cars are just like open and covered. And there's just the tiny little engine in front. And the guy just pulls up and it goes like, toot, toot. And some families get off and then some other families get off.
Knock him off.
Roll forceful.
Hey, Gracie.
Hey, girl.
Hey, do I do it before or after?
Do what before or after?
Giving way to knock the fate point.
A fate point? You can do it after. Okay. So you can see how well you roll and then spend.
I'm going to give up.
I have a head. You have.
I'm giving one.
Okay. So you're poking your...
Saving the world. Oh, yeah. But monorail pilot. This is what I do.
Okay.
But with one... And I got up to about, plus three.
Plus three, okay. So you, you just like shoulder check the guy.
Yeah.
It's just like a seat. What the hell are you doing, man?
I'm hijacking the train.
Alright, so. So it's got like a little rope that you pull on, and then there's just a lever.
I think Brady might need to drive or something.
Yeah, she probably does.
Poking it.
So it said like the lever says like approaching station, and just like 1, 2, 3. So you just jam it up to 3.
Yeah.
Do you guys hop up, get on the train?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
You like you get like jolted back. As the train suddenly, boom, is going like 10 miles an hour. It seems fast, but you're not going that fast.
We've got 2 golf carts in pursuit.
So, some of the families are scared. A lot of the kids are loving it. They're like, woo! Like sticking their hands out the side as the wind goes. So what are you doing? You hijack the train, but it's on a track. They know where you're going.
Yeah, I'm going to when it's close to the place. I'm jumping in.
Okay,
Listen, we're approaching station. We're gonna jump.
So there's a station. The closest one's in front of the wooden roller coaster, but they're gonna be waiting for you there.
Well, no, I want to get as close as possible to the... I'm not stopping at the station. I'm getting close as possible to the entrance of the...
That is also the closest spot.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of, like, curves around over there. And...
I'm going to go on the walkie-talkie that's on the train.
Yep. Hey! Who is this? Stop the train immediately!
You better not have anyone at the station. Because if you do, I'm going to... Kill everyone on this!
Okay.
Roll, forceful.
3, plus 3.
Okay. You wouldn't!
You're damn right I will! And you blame that damn doctor who... for his... medicine.
What?
Gave me adrenaline right to the brain.
Who are you?
Me? I'm Bird Bunny. Ain't I a stinker?
For a fact, you like rip the radio out. It sparks.
Mommy, I told you we should have gone to Disney World.
Exactly.
Okay, so you, so there's going to be a few curves. So you're going to have to roll to pilot, actually drive this train with it because you're going so fast. So roll, I would take either quick or careful or clever. You pick.
Quick. Oh, fuck. I'm going to re-roll that.
Okay. Train engineer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Re-roll on that.
Well, are you guys doing anything while he's
training? Maybe I can...
Oh! Whoa! Oh.
Plus 7.
Okay. What were you doing, Minnie?
I was going to say, maybe I can get us a little extra speed because I'm an Imagineer.
What a re-roll. I went from 3 minuses to 4 pluses.
That's a good roll.
I'm debating on whether I want to uncouple, like, the train car behind us so that we can pull away from it, or if I, like, climb out onto the fake engine of the train and, like, pop the hood and monkey around with it while it's going.
It's up to you.
I think I'm gonna climb out and uncouple the train car.
All right, roll... Oh, you're going to uncouple the train cars?
Yeah.
All right, so that's forceful. You don't have to, like, you just have to, like, reach down. And kind of, like...
If you inform me, I can help.
Okay, so do you want to do that, and I'll climb out on the front, and I'll do my Imagineering thing?
Sure, just give me the idea in character, because I didn't have it.
Yep.
So then I say, Kevin!
Yes!
I'm
Harry Lime!
Sorry, Harry. All of these tourists are slowing us down. Uncouple the car!
Very well. I'd like to go over. We're going to let you go. You will be safe without us.
make sure next time you go to Disney.
No, roll forceful. And careful for you. Okay.
Plus six.
I rolled a minus two, but I'm at plus three, so I get a one.
Okay.
As the train pulls away,
just remember this would never happen at Disney World.
I was gonna say, so you like grab the pin and you yank it out. He's like, you'll be safer without us. And there's like a little boy in the front seat of the car behind you who's just like holding out his hands as you start to pull away. And you say, this would never happen at Disney World.
Especially not on the far superior monorail.
So Minnie, you crawl around. So you still have the, you still have one passenger car with you.
Yeah.
Because you guys needed a place to sit.
Yeah.
And so there's still people in there. But you crawl around onto the front of the car, and you flip the hood open, and it's like you're working on an engine while it's going.
Right, so it's difficult.
There's not much you can do, but you manage to get it going a little bit faster.
Okay.
You slam the hood back down. Would you like a fate point?
Sure.
Okay. So, Meyer, you got plus seven?
Yeah.
Okay. So you hit a curve, and the train, you're going so fast, the train like comes off one of the rails as it goes around and comes back down, but it's on that side. So you're about to get thrown off the train, Minnie.
Oh God.
And it's going like 12 miles an hour.
I look down and see the ground rushing.
You see the gravel rushing beneath you. So it went up on the side opposite,
yeah.
So you know it's about to come back down. And when it lands, you're gonna get knocked off.
Can I grab hold of something really quickly?
Oh, yeah, real quick.
That's gonna be a roll burn.
That's a bad miss.
Alright, that's plus three, I guess.
Plus three, okay, so, the train slams back down, and you bounce up in the air, and you're sort of falling, and the train's moving beneath you as you lose momentum, and you land, and you grab one hand on the roof of the car and the other like on the pole.
Nice.
And you're kind of like hanging on for a second, and then you realize that it's just a little car, and you just like swing your legs in and you climb back in.
I'm picturing when the train hits the tracks, it like sparks.
Oh yeah, of course. All right, so there's another curve that you like adjust the speed just right, Gus.
Yeah.
But you do it again, so like you don't lose too much speed, so it stay, you know, it does that same one wheel thing again, and boom, comes back down,
I'm
sparks
great on one track.
Yeah. So you see, now you're on a long straightaway,
yeah.
And you could see the spot where you have to jump off.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like we're at the station.
Yeah.
They parked golf carts across the tracks to try to stop you. So if you jump off,
yeah,
the train's just gonna crash into that and people could get hurt.
Yeah.
Or you could try to slow down the train, but then they might be, it'll be easier for them to get you.
We'll be swarmed with Six Flags cops.
It's only Six Flags don't got no souls.
No, the flaggers.
Yeah. Goddamn dirty flaggers.
So it's up to you guys. You got a few seconds.
Alright. When I say we're jumping.
I guess we're jumping.
Alright.
Okay. So everyone roll, careful.
Oh, I'm okay.
Well, it depends how you want to...
What?
I'm all right. Whatever you do, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm at plus four.
Plus three.
So are you just leaving it going fast, Maya?
Yeah.
That's what I'm
okay. So the three of you, in like movie slow motion, leap off the train.
For future reference, that's the sound you need to make if you roll four pluses.
So you slow motion leap off the train, and you see the two families that are still in the car behind you look around frantically. they also, 20 feet after you, all leap off the train too, but not nearly as well as you.
Uh-huh.
You see like moms and dads clutch their kids and like jump off. Yeah. The teenagers like try to do it on their own and look cool. So you all did well enough. You land, you like tuck and roll and
can I
land
in a superhero pose.
Sure, you do a superhero landing. You just boom on one knee and your fist. And you guys get up and I'm assuming just start running to the vault.
Yeah.
So you run and you look over your shoulder.
I like to call back as I'm running. This Six Flags approved stress test has succeeded. I am a safety inspector.
Oh, you didn't write down your aspect there.
Oh.
That comes as an aspect.
Harry Lime.
Sure, Harry Lime. So you guys look over your shoulders as you're running, and you see the train careening towards the golf cart. And the station, and people scream and jump out of the way as it boom, and just the front car derails and falls over and it just skids to a stop. There's no fire or anything. Yeah. It was electric. All right, so the three.
I never knew Six Flags was so unsafe.
Yeah. We're never coming back here. Next time we're going to Disney.
As well you should.
So you guys are like running under the supports of the roller coasters, trying to get to the back. And as you come out, because they have a wooden roller coaster, which has a lot more supports than everything else, because they decided to make it out of wood. And as you emerge from this forest on the other side, you see this squat little cinder block building. It's just got a little sign that says employees only. And you can see it's got a MagSwipe key. It's got a MagSwipe card.
Will my card work?
I don't know.
I'll try it.
So you run up. It gives you access to the ride. So you run up and swipe it, and it bam, bam, buzzes red.
Yeah.
Yeah, they coded you to give you access to the rise, not the vault.
I would like to
protect the safety of the vault.
I would like to take the key swipe apart and make whatever connection it needs to make using my superior Disney Imagineering skills.
Well, before you do that, you guys here, there they are! And you look and you see a bunch of Sixers heading towards you. Batons drawn. So, you would have to roll quick, Ryan, to get it done quickly.
Okay.
Unless, someone's going to buy you more time.
I'd like to try to buy more time and fend these guys off.
Alright.
I'm gonna do forceful?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to do quick anyway.
Okay, so you can roll for it. You're just gonna, like, start fighting them?
Yeah, like, hold them back if need to. I will invoke my punch fellowness.
Okay.
Two.
So there's like a half dozen running at them. You manage to like grapple two of them and like just push them back away. One of the other ones has his baton out. He's like, hold. He's like, sir, you're gonna have to come with us. Gus, what are you doing?
I'm going. If any of those Sixers get past
Kevin
McAllister. I kept calling him, but he called Macaulay. I will make a stand between them and Minnie.
Well, three of them did get through.
And I'm just gonna run and then just leap on top of them.
So you can, I'll let you roll quick for that. Or you can roll forceful.
No, quick it.
And what'd you get, Ryan?
I got +5.
Ooh.
To quickly pick the lock.
Two. +2.
Two. Alright, you manage to you don't knock them down, because you're like a skinny little old guy, but they catch you and stop, so they don't get to Ryan, and they like drop you down, and you guys look and see the doors open.
Quick, come on!
Both of you roll plus quick
+3.
I'd like to invoke my Protect the IP.
Okay.
Because this is still a mission to,
Yeah. That's the reason you have the motivation. You can use that at any time.
Right. Well, it's a trouble for me.
Well, I mean, that's what it says in the regular sheet, but it's your motivation.
That's the same. +1.
+1.
Actually, no, I had +0 last time. Alright.
So you have +1?
Yeah.
Alright, so they have their skill at 1, they're chasing. They also got a +1. What'd you get, Meyer?
3.
Okay. So one of them, so Gus, you run right into the room. Kevin, one of them grabs you and is holding you back. So what are you gonna do?
I'm a big strong guy. I'd like to leap backwards towards the door.
pulling him if I have to.
Okay.
Pulling away from him, hopefully.
We'll roll forceful. He's going to roll forceful and see if he holds on.
I don't like this one so much. Can I really, can I do serious punch, fellow? But that's my last fate point.
You can ask for a compel at any time.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. All right. You can spend your serious punch, fellow. And you can ask for a compel at any time, too.
Yeah. Plus three, I guess. I rolled completely neutral on all the dice.
Yeah. He got a plus four.
Damn it.
So, I will give you the option. Either he holds you back, or you just pull him with you.
I would say pull him with us.
Yeah, I'll take him with us.
Okay. So you jump back, and you're expecting him to lose his grip, but he's got you. Mm-hmm. And he just sort of follows you. And you, Ryan, you slam the door shut behind you, as you hear the other security guards, like, start pounding against it. So how are you going to keep them out?
What's around?
Oh, you got a plus six before?
I got a plus five.
Plus five. Yeah. Okay, so that's not enough for spin. You could try to hack the lock again. You're basically just in an elevator. Like, that's all this room is, essentially.
Okay, is there something I could, like, jam in the door handle to, like, physically keep them out? Like,
If you spend a fate point, sure.
Alright, sure. Here you go.
Yeah, so you, someone left, like, a broom in here.
Alright, so I just jam it through the door handle.
But you got one of them in here with you, so what are you guys gonna do?
Beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, I think that might be the...
So roll forceful. Anyone who wants to beat the hell out of the sixer.
Yeah. Okay, plus seven.
He's going to fight back.
Okay.
I got a plus one.
I got a plus seven.
Okay. Meyer or Ryan... he got a plus two. So he gets it two swings. So each Meyer and Ryan, you each take one stress.
Okay.
As he manages to get him two swings. Then the punch fellow gets to him. And he's done. You're like Andre the Giant in the Princess Bride. Just like bonk him on the head. He just collapses.
I like my title of punch fellow. I'm happy with that.
I'm lost.
What?
Andre the Giant lost in that movie.
Or did he win?
He lost.
In the end.
I tried to search and see if anyone else has used Punch Bowl.
He beat the Giant.
And I said, did you mean Punch Bowl?
He beat the Giant.
Right, but then at the end he won because he got friends and he helped rescue the pretty lady.
I'm just saying, he still lost the fight.
But he won the war.
Yep. Okay, so you guys...
dead.
You guys are in the elevator. Well, what are you gonna do? There's just two buttons. One of them is like at the top, one of them is at the bottom.
Hey, I remember which the bottom. At the bottom, go down.
Yeah, so there's like a gate that comes down. It's like an industrial service elevator kind of thing. And it just and just starts moving down. You watch the stone of the walls go by.
This is it. Do or die.
Alright, we gotta get the old man's head and get out of here.
I'm hoping for do.
Does anyone want a fate point?
Sure.
Or do you all want a fate point?
I think we all want a fate point.
Okay. Well,
Eric and I definitely do, because I'm out.
Okay, well, Meyer, you get one anyway. All
right.
Because Eric, thank you. So you guys are standing, facing the way that you came in, and the elevator, boom, and it hits the bottom. But there's still stone in front of you, and you hear there's a grate moves up behind you, and you realize it's one of those elevators that just kind of like keep walking through, and you spin around, and there's another half dozen sixers waiting for you in this hallway. You can see it's illuminated by fluorescent lights, and there's a door. There's this long hallway. There's a door to the right, and then you can see at the end of the hall there's this big vault door.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a half dozen guys with their batons.
Waiting at the elevator?
Yeah, they're waiting for you.
I'm gonna jump through it so they can't get into the elevator. Does it just keep going down?
No, it stops. It's only the two floors.
They're standing between us and the vault.
Yeah, they're in the hallway between you and the vault.
So Minnie takes one look at them and goes, oh, fudge.
One of them is like hitting his baton against his hand, like he's waiting for you. So if anyone wants to spend a fate point to have a flashback to some sort of gear you guys have, you could do that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, are you so what is the flashback? Is it going to be the same shady man sitting across the table?
Yes.
You can do anything you want.
They install into me. into me. I... A weapon. That... that... What's it? I don't know.
So you have some sort of, like, crowd-clearing weapon installed in you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You open your mouth and just shoot a smoke bomb.
It has to be Disney-branded, though.
I'm trying to think of a...
Mushu. They gave you Mushu's fire breath.
Oh, gosh. What took you a Mushu?
I don't know.
It's like, how do you mention
I know. I was trying to think, well, you think dragon breath would be a good... crowd-clearing weapon.
He's in the heart of wildebeests.
I get his... What's that whale in Pinocchio? Monstro?
Monstro,
I get as big as him, and I swallow him all.
Oh, God.
don't do that. We're trapped in a hallway.
Oh, yeah.
We're not trapped in a hallway. They're trapped in a hallway with us.
they all turn into donkeys.
You have a donkey ray? Yeah. Oh, so you can have, like, the strength of Hercules?
Right, yeah, sure.
Or, like, no, you can, like, throw electric charges like your Zeus.
Yeah. I turn to a dragon like Melissa.
Gus, I want you to know we're installing a very special gland. We call it the Zero to Hero gland.
You just look at them, let's get down to business.
Zero Hero? Just like that?
Just like that.
Yep. Is that what you want? You want the Zero to Hero gland?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so on your aspects, you write down Zero to Hero gland. Or actually, maybe that would be more... Well, write it down there. And write it down under your stunts, too.
Okay.
So, Zero to Hero.
Yeah.
It's going to give you +3 to Forceful. you guys are in the elevator. Gus just, like, moves you each to the side. Time to be a hero. And you see him, he's just like, oh, fuck, you can just Hulk out. They own Marvel, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just starts to, like, his muscles bulge. He's, like, getting taller. His clothes start to... The Bugs Bunny tan shirt he's wearing starts to stretch across him.
And it rips right between the two characters.
Yep.
So much pain!
You see the pain, his veins bulge.
Say you hurt this much?
Take out your pain on them.
So Dr. Hank giving him that adrenaline.
With the +3 from your Zero to Hero gland.
That's a 4.
4. Do you want to spend a fate point to bring it up? Yeah. So you can invoke Zero to Hero too. Okay, so they got total. They got a +3 because they have 2 in Forceful. So you got her up to 6.
Yeah.
All right. So the two of you watch as this roided out Gus just charges forward, leaving like little footprints in the cement floor.
Brace is right there.
I know. He's like leaving footprints in the cement floor as he runs. Boy. And he's just bowling balls into the security guards. And 3 of them just scatter underneath him. 4 of them just scatter underneath him. And you guys look up and 2 more of them are there. And they start running at the 2 of you.
I'm gonna try
So he got 4 of them.
Yeah.
What are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna try to intercept mine and KO him with a good old fashioned punch. Cause I'm good old fashioned.
Okay.
That's a punch.
Minnie?
I'm going to back up into the elevator.
Okay.
I'm gonna press the button for the top floor and like dodge out of his way just at the right time so that he flies past me into the elevator and it starts to go up.
Oh. Okay.
As I step off.
Oh, not to like cut him in half though, just to maybe.
Well, see how it goes.
Roll +quick and you're +forceful.
Makes sense.
only a plus two.
It's going to be contested.
My serious punch fell to make it.
Well, wait, see if they roll a zero, then.
Oh, I'm allowed to wait.
I got a plus one.
Plus one, alright. No, your guy got a plus four, Eric.
Okay, so I'll just invoke my serious punch fail to re-roll instead of,
Ryan. Your guy got a plus
three. I did worse.
Alright, I can't beat him with one fate point, but I can tie him and then succeed at cost. So I'm gonna spend my fate point.
Okay.
To invoke my, indentured servitude. It's either him or me.
Okay.
I don't want to end up if they end up with possession of me, they're gonna make me into some kind of a like concession stand operator, and I can't stomach that. So I think I'm gonna succeed at cost. So I do the thing that you said. I think that he's gonna like leap past me into the elevator.
Okay.
And it's just gonna go up, and he's gonna have like that whoop moment. But he tries to, I didn't anticipate him trying to dive out of the elevator, and I go, no, wait! And it cuts him in half.
Okay. So you get covered in blood, and you get the minor consequence, you've got red on you.
Alright, so I got a one now instead of a two.
Okay, he got a three, so you take two stress. So you just fill in your two stress box. Okay, you're going to erase it at the end of the scene. Okay.
Just fill it in.
As he, you go to just punch him, because that's what you do, you're a punch fellow.
Right.
But he ducks underneath you, which has never happened before.
What?
And hits you with his baton, and it hurts.
I'm confused.
Thanks
for that, dude.
Okay. I hope you stepped in dog shit. Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
Minnie, you're preoccupied by Red.
Yeah.
He's still twitching?
Oh my god.
He's looking up at you. What? Oh god. And he's trying to, like, put his intestines back in.
No, stop. You just. I'm gonna lean down and do the decent thing and cover his nose and mouth with my hands. just don't fight it. Don't fight it.
You don't have to roll. He doesn't have much strength left.
Sorry, Gracie.
So, Eric, I'm assuming you're going to keep fighting this guy?
Yeah.
All right. And Gus,
yeah.
Make another forceful check.
All right.
You still get your plus three.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a plus three, right?
Yeah. That's
an eight.
Four.
All right, he got a minus one.
Oh.
So you go to punch him again, and you see he doesn't say he ducks underneath you, but you're ready for him this time.
Yeah.
You come up with your other hand and just boom right in the face. And you uppercut him?
Yeah.
So he like gets lifted off the floor and collapses beneath you. You guys look down the hall and you see Gus is like literally tearing people apart. The hallway is just, it's covered the lights, so the light coming down in that area is just red now. You hear guys screaming, "Oh god, no, please!" One of them's trying to crawl away, and Gus just takes the arm he ripped off another one and beats the guy with it. Pretty soon, they're very dead.
I like the guy only KO'd my guy. I was trying to murder him.
Gus, you can stop. You can stop.
Goodness.
I
eat somebody.
Okay. Beauty God. So you take a bite out of that guy's arm. You guys watch as Gus participates in cannibalism. so down the blood covered hallway, you see the vault door.
I'm gonna go and see if I can. What kind of locking mechanism is on the vault?
Intricate. It's got like an electronic keypad and some sort of biometric sensor.
All right. What is it? Handprint? Eye scan?
I was gonna say it's an eye scan.
Okay. So I'm gonna go over. And I'm going to pick up one of the severed heads of the security guard. Okay. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
you got to hold it. The guy's got short hair, and it keeps, like, slipping as you try to hold it. So you have to, like, stick your hand in his neck hole to get a good grip and hold him up.
It's just like a bowling ball.
I go like a regular gust. And I just pass out in the blood and the gore. Face first.
I'll help him. I'll help him out of that mess.
Yeah, so you use one hand to, like, peel his guy's eye open, and your other hand is in his neck hole. And you like, elbow the button, and it goes... It goes in here. Boom! Enter password. You see there's a numerical pad.
I don't have any fate points left. I can't spend, so we don't have the password.
I have fate points.
I have one. I have it.
Okay, you wanna spend it?
Sure. Okay. All right. This is gonna be back in that meeting room.
Yeah.
So the shadowy guy has just slid the key card to Kevin. Gus.
Yeah. What is it? Yes. Tell me that. I'll do anything. What do you want me to do? I'll cut my arm off, I swear to God.
Not yet.
Please don't fire me.
Only if it becomes tainted must you do that. For now, we are entrusting you with the most important piece.
He reaches into his suit pockets and pulls out a torn piece of paper.
Whoa, shit.
And just slides it across the table to you. Our spies deep within the Six Flags organization.
Many Mouseketeers died.
They own Star Wars, too. Yeah. many Bothans died to get this information. And he slides it to you, and you open it up, and it's a string of numbers.
0727-1940.
To my memory.
July 27, 1940, the date of the first Bugs Bunny cartoon, Porky's Hair Hunt.
I remember this. I'll commit it to my memory.
I know we can count on you.
Oh, you can, I swear.
All right, so we cut back to now. So Gus is half conscious in a pool of
a wild hair. I'm sorry, I got the wrong name, but it's still that number.
So you guys hear Gus just like talking into blood. Kevin, you said you're going to help him, so you roll him over, and he's saying something, he's whispering, and you get in real close. And I start
screaming it.
He screams the code at you, and you jump back. And Minnie, you can hear it because it's just down the hallway. So you boop, 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 and then you hit pound, and it boop, and then you hear.
I pass out again.
I toss the head into the pile of gore and body parts, and then I wipe my blood-stained fingers on my blood-stained clothing and realize that it did nothing.
Yeah, so that it's also like got one of those big wheels on it.
Okay.
So now that it's unlocked, you spin the wheel and then grab it and pull the door open and the vault swings open and a blast of cold air hits you and, you know, like that smoke, you know what I mean, like the fog just sort of rolls out. And you can see
it's a big
round vault door.
Can I make a suggestion that around it are like the rings, like at the end of a card, one of the cards? That's all, folks.
Yes. So you pull it open, and you see the red to orange rings on the inside of the door. So if you're standing at the end of the hall, it looks like the end of a cartoon. And in the center of the vault, on a pedestal. Hooked up to wires that are snaking away into the ceiling, you see your prize, the frozen head of Walt Disney.
My God, what have they done to him? Don't they realize what this man's accomplished? They're completely disrespecting his legacy.
Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Willie!
We must save him!
Okay.
Save him and the IP.
You can see there's also... so he's on top of a plinth in the middle of the room, which is on a raised pedestal. That's like
Eric's favorite plinth.
A dream. Okay.
That's like three
that
steps
all
up.
Start with a mouse. A dream that all started with a mouse.
You guys can see ringing the vaults are just shelves with doors filled with cash. But your real prize is right there in the middle.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about cash.
All right, you're going for the severed head.
I'm here.
The frozen head.
I'm seeing if there's any danger.
Roll plus careful.
I mean, the guy stole it. Mr. Six himself stole it. Plus two.
You don't see anything right away, right. And then you see as you're approaching the plinth. It looks like it's on, the head is resting on some sort of pressure pad. And you think that if you raise it, alarms are going to go off, and it could activate some sort of other security.
Oh, good.
So just go get a head from the other room.
Indiana Jones it. All right, I go over and I pick up that head that I had before.
Okay. One of you's going to have to roll quick Indiana Jones.
I'm the quickest.
All right, so you get the head, you toss it in your hand for a second, you weigh it, and then you hold it and roll quick.
Come on. Okay. Oh, yeah. Plus six.
All right. So you bounce it in your hand, and then you do the quick roll swap, and you wait because you're just.
His head's in my hand.
And nothing happens.
His head's in my head.
Okay. All right, you don't have anything to put him in right now. Okay, you guys are watching as Gus Gus is kissing the head. Gus Gus, do you want a fate point?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Pass that to Gus Gus.
Oh, no.
You mwah, mwah, mwah. You get frozen. Your lips are frozen to Walt Disney severed head.
Oh my god. we don't have any hot water. Okay.
You guys do know you have to get some sort of case to transport him in, because if the head thaws, then...
It's ruined.
Yeah, that's it.
He'll never be immortal like his dream.
Nope. You can look around.
All right, I'm gonna... They must have gotten him down here somehow.
Yeah, so roll... you can either do careful or quick.
I'll do careful. Actually, it's the same. I'll do quick. Because we gotta get out of here. That's plus three.
Okay, you look around, you see tucked in the corner, is a very oddly shaped, like, metallic case that you figure must be it, and you grab it, open it up, and hear a psh as it opens, and it's some sort of portable refrigeration unit.
How do we get it into there and get it detached from Gus Gus here?
Well, that is the question. Getting it in there is easy. It's like carved out in a nice head-shaped thing, so it'll be nice and padded.
Mm.
But right now, it's attached to Gus Gus.
We need to get like some hot water or something,
but not too much.
Not too hot.
We can't defrost the entire head.
One of you could pee on him.
That'd be easier.
We still have a bunch of cooling bodies out there. The blood is probably hot. I don't have any fake points, otherwise I'd say that there's like a water cooler or something.
Or is Gus Gus heat? Can I just like put my hands on their lips and?
I'm gonna say no. It's more funny if you don't do that.
That's true.
Did you hear?
What?
Gus Meyer's lips are frozen to Walt Disney's severed head.
Was he kissing him?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course I was. Makes sense.
Did you hear about that guy's pussy?
No, I didn't.
Some guy ran by and screamed.
Oh, my God. Wasn't a guy, it's a dumb kid.
Well, yeah. Gracie, I really hope he stepped in some of your poop.
What we use?
He was a kid.
Well, you have. I think the only option is to. I'm sorry to say this, sir. You're gonna have to pee on him.
Is that our only option?
It's up to you guys.
You're gonna have to do this, Kevin.
I suppose I am the one.
If you do, I'll give both of you a fake point.
All right, fake point.
And that's for Gus Gus.
Wait. We can't. I'm gonna say that there's just for the sake of
you're gonna pee on Walton Summer.
No, I'm gonna say
that aim mostly for you.
They have that you said there's bags that they transport the cash in.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I'm gonna get one of those bags and I'm gonna put it over Walt Disney's head to protect him.
Okay.
Well, man.
So you got a bag with like just this frozen pair of lips sticking out.
Now, please, as a lady, please look away. You do not have to see this.
Of course.
All right, you don't have to roll. You're just peeing.
Roll forceful. No, I'm not rolling.
So, Gus Gus, you feel the hot stream splash on your face as Kevin pees on you.
Is there another one of those bags? No, you must endure.
And you and it pops, and the you pop your lips off.
My sincerest apologies, Gus Gus.
I'm gonna say
I'm
that
gonna gurgling a piss and then spit it out.
I'm gonna say that Minnie catches the head when Gus Gus drops it, and she goes, "Don't worry, sir. We'll get you home safe and sound." And then she goes to kiss it, and then thinks better of it and sets it gingerly in the little case and
we say
slams
it.
Give it a kiss your fingers on the lips. She still touches pee.
Yeah.
Okay, I erase my stress.
That's at the end of the scene.
Why does this? Why does this have urine on it? It was right. Mr. Six.
So you guys,
DNA test urine.
You press. So you get him in the box. And you. So what are you gonna do?
We have to get out of the park.
Yep.
We're at the opposite end from the gate, so we might have to fight our way across.
Oh, you're not that far from the gate.
I can hulk out. I can zero to.
You guys are over here-ish, and that's the front gate.
Perhaps might I suggest some manner of disguise?
All right. I'll hulk out.
The only thing you have are a bunch of blood-stained security guard uniforms.
All right. I'll hulk out again and make a pathway to the entrance.
Remember, we're parked in
Tweety.
All right, so you go to the elevator, and you press the button.
Don't worry, I have a lot of rage in me from, the urine in my face. I gotta let it out.
I did apologize.
The elevator comes down, and as it's coming down, as it approaches, you see a bunch of feet standing in the elevator.
Oh, thank goodness it's only feet.
and then as the elevator keeps going, you see that it's more of a person.
Oh, shit. There's legs on those feet.
Yep.
There's knees on those legs.
All right, and when it finally gets to the bottom, you see standing inside a ring of security guards is Mr. Six.
Holy hell!
Can we say he's just like...
Yeah.
I was waiting for his appearance.
That's a better. Yeah, you hear that music start to get louder and louder as the elevator comes down.
You.
No, I have not heard the Vanguard boys in quite some time.
We like to party. We like to party.
Well. If it ain't the Dizzy Boys.
Hey, excuse me.
And girl.
Thank you.
It's people, you gender dist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so old. From back in my day, we just called them men.
How about the women?
They didn't have any place in a workplace.
Oh, boy.
Now, give me back the case and we'll let you live.
I will not give you this! And I Hulk out.
Alright, you have to spend a fake point.
Alright.
To use your Hulk. Okay. Alright, so you activate your zero to hero gland again.
Yeah.
Get 'em, boys! That's the fight music. So what are you guys doing? So there's another like 8 security guards that come rushing out. Mr. Flag, he's just standing in the elevator, resting his hands on a cane.
Oh, it's Mr. Flag?
Oh no, Mr. Six. Sorry. He's just standing, resting his hands on the cane. What?
I turned this light off. And that one on, so you guys can still see.
Okay.
I like seeing.
I don't know why I'm explaining it.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
I think you will.
I'm gonna kill everybody.
Alright, so roll forceful. What are Minnie and Kevin doing?
I'd like to try and burst through the security guards and go straight for Mr. Six.
Okay, that's gonna be forceful too.
I'm gonna defend the head of my undying boss, Walt Disney.
He's not dead.
How?
At my uncle used to work at Disney, and he got in trouble for referencing it where Disney's dead. He's not dead. He's because his dream lives on.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can't even say he's dead.
Wow. That's some indoctrination.
Yep.
I think. You know what? Since I'm picturing like I'm bringing up the back, so maybe I'm bringing up the rear rather.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna like
crazy. Come on.
While the two of them are fighting security guards,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stash the container, pick up the severed head of the security guard, and maybe like. I still have that Sharpie from before when I marked on the map.
Sure.
So I take the Sharpie out and I draw a mustache on him, mm-hmm. and I make him as quickly as I can look like Walt Disney.
All right, roll quick. There's a difficulty for this one.
Is it high?
Yes,
definitely it is. Plus two.
Okay.
Was it plus two?
No, it was not. It was plus four.
Aww.
So you can spend your fake point if you want.
I don't have a fake point.
Right. You didn't pee on him. Yeah, so weird. you drew like the Disney mustache on his face.
Okay.
But it's just very obviously someone else's face with a mustache drawn in Sharpie.
Also, a thawed head that's like obviously torn.
Oh yeah, it's all jagged down here. It looks like someone's been sticking their fingers in the neck hole.
All right. In that case, I take a look at this and see that this ruse is not going to work as I had planned, and I'm going to chuck the head at any security guards who come at me.
Okay. So what did you two get?
I got a plus six.
So did I.
Okay. Security guards come bounding at you with their batons out, and you guys are punching them off in waves. One of them manages to get through, though, Ryan, so roll forceful. To just chuck the security guard.
The same theme, so I still have the stress.
All right, that's plus two.
Okay, the security guards all roll plus two as well.
Negative 68.
So he manages, he like puts his hands up as you throw it at him. It keeps him away, but you don't hurt him.
Okay.
But you guys are just like batting them away. And then Mr. Six says, seems I have to take care of this myself.
Oh boy.
And he starts coming for you, Gus Gus.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all.
So he's rolling flashy. He's like dancing all around you, trying to hit you. So what are you doing?
The shit out of it. I was saying it's a small world.
Okay.
The bingo bus is coming.
Roll forceful.
And everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco, an intercity disco.
Plus three.
Yeah, it's so a mashup now.
Plus eight. Yeah. He got a plus seven on his flashy. So you graze him, and he like jumps back. And he just
keeps... It's a small world after all.
So what are you two doing? So one of them is still coming for you, Ryan.
Okay.
There's still a few guards left, Eric.
Uh-huh.
The ones who are left are ignoring Gus because Mr. Six has him.
Right.
So they're all coming for you. There's like three of them left.
I mean, being forceful at them is really my MO.
I mean, it works.
Right.
So Minnie, what are you doing?
Do any of the security guards have, like, firearms, or...?
No, they all have, like, batons.
All right. In that case, I'm really terrible at forceful. So I'm gonna try to, I'm gonna try to lead him into this slippery mess of blood and gore that we left down the hallway.
Okay.
And hopefully he will trip.
Okay. Try plus clever.
Plus clever.
I got 4 for my 4. Get it?
I got a plus 4.
4.
Ooh, alright. Yeah, you definitely get that guy, Ryan. You get the remaining two guys.
Yeah, I'm forceful. Punch
so, Gus.
Yes,
you're still just trying to punch?
Yeah, man.
Alright.
I'm a Hulk, and that's all I do. That's a plus 5.
Oh, he also got a plus 5. So you go to swing, but he just dances underneath you. So he's still dancing around you.
Hey, Alan.
What?
Can I use a fate point?
Sure.
To maybe have something that could help us?
Sure.
I think since he's so attuned to this music,
mm-hmm.
that maybe throwing out something that would deafen in the area and maybe detach him from his music might help.
Okay. So what is your flashback scene then?
I mean, the good old standby of where they are.
Okay. So the guy with his steepled fingers.
And there is a chance that you could encounter Mr. Six himself on this mission. He is a formidable opponent. And as long as his music is playing, he's nigh invincible. But if he can't hear the music, it will be a great disadvantage to him.
He reaches into a seemingly never-ending suit pocket and pulls out this little metallic golf ball-sized thing
mm-hmm.
and rolls it across the table to you, Kevin.
Okay. Place a finger on it and stop it.
So you look at it, and you see that on one side there's a button that's carved that's like part of the sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Press that. And it will deafen everyone within a 15-foot radius temporarily.
We can still talk to each other because of this tech.
Yeah. Because of that tech.
That tech.
it will deafen everyone in a 15-foot radius for a few minutes.
Oh boy.
Hopefully long enough to dispatch Mr. Six. All right, so we cut back to...
You look at it... No. You look at it and it looks like a miniature moon. And then you realize... That's no moon. It's a death star.
All right, so you write down your aspect, Eric. Death star.
Oh, man.
Death star. It's a death star.
Oh,
no, it's a death star.
All right. You hit the button.
John Williams scored.
You'll hear for a moment, though.
Yeah. So you hit the button, like roll it down the hall, but it's all you hear is the like from the opening of that Star Wars movie with the crawl, and then you all go deaf. everyone is taken by surprise for a moment. So you can still roll to punch Mr. Six. His bonus has dropped significantly.
It's a plus 7.
All right, he got a plus 2.
Oh.
So he's looking very confused, and you just boom and punch him. And he like recoils. And he says something to you, but you can't hear him. So he's gonna try again, so you can keep punching him.
That's a plus 6.
6, he got a plus 1. So you wallop him again. He goes flying back and hits the backside of the elevator. And like takes a step forward and he's stumbling. He's looking very very dazed. He's actually like using his cane to hold himself up now. So he's not attacking you, but he's not down.
I'm beating him up some more.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. That's again. It's a +7 again.
+7. All right. How do you want to finish him? How do you want to do this?
Oh god. I will take his cane.
Okay.
And fall to the ground, and then I will shish kebab his head into his cane.
All right. So you grab his cane, and he falls forward onto his knees. And he looks up at you and says something that you can't hear. And you grab his head and yank him back. And you're like, whoop! And just shove the cane down his throat. And you're like, oh, and then he just falls forward.
Yay.
You cleared the room. So you guys get in the elevator?
Yeah.
All right, so you hit the button and the elevator goes up.
No, wait.
Let's put his head on.
I was gonna say, let's steal his head.
Yeah.
Are you gonna steal Mr. Six's head?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just rip off Mr. Six's head.
Yeah.
You can just grab one of the duffel bags for the money. You stuff it in there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's grisly, but alright.
Begun the theme war, the theme park war has.
and you ride the elevator up, and by the time you get to the top, your hearing's back, and you hear it boom, and the grate slides up, and there's just a door in front of you.
Right. Stumbling, Minnie.
Covered in blood.
Yeah, stumbling.
Yeah, you're
covered
all
in blood.
Covered in blood.
Minnie pushes the door open.
All right, you blink for a second. You see a few. You don't see any Sixers up here. the area right around you seems pretty deserted, but things in the theme park seem kind of normal. The area around you see a lot of security guards over at the train station. They're still over there, but most of the rides are still going. They're keeping the park open.
Let's just walk casually.
Yeah.
All right. You walk casually. after a second, people start screaming because you're just covered in blood.
Yeah.
Like you two especially, like head to toe. Gus, your clothes are all ripped. And hanging off you oddly from when after your transformation.
Yeah.
That's a little while you were.
Babies are crying. Women are wailing.
It's like the end of fucking Full Metal Jacket. We're just walking, seeing the Mickey Mouse Club.
M-I-C-K.
No, they were singing
enthusiastically. Why? Because I love you.
They weren't like that. They were singing enthusiastically.
All right, so you guys managed to walk all the way out to the parking lot. You're... Someone roll clever to find Tweety.
Not me.
I'll do it.
Can I erase my stress?
Yes, you can erase your stress.
God damn it.
What do you
have? I got a +0.
So you guys are wandering around the parking lot now.
This is where we fail.
You're so close to the finish line, and then you hear...
We look around and we see the bus.
Yes, there's a bus, the bus, careening through the parking lot. And in a movie style close up, the camera zooms into the windshield, and we see an exact duplicate of Mr. Six. It's Mr. Flag. And he's his van, his bus is coming straight towards you now. So what are you guys gonna do?
I
get hit by the
bus. Stay in there.
I'm gonna Jimmy open a car and hotwire it. I say to them, buy me some time. I'm gonna hotwire this van.
So you can either do quick or clever. Quick if you want to get it done fast. Clever if you want them to.
I'll do clever because I'm.
Right. Oh, you can erase your stress too, Ryan. Oh. Yeah, this is a new scene.
I'm still warm and bothered.
Yes, you're still warm and bothered. You don't appreciate that flag here.
Well, it's a plus two.
You're doing clever. All right, so it's next turn. It'll be done. So the Six Flags bus is barreling down on you guys. You look, Minnie just got the car open, and she yanked down the panel underneath, and she's playing with the wires. So she needs another turn. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys going to do?
I'll distract him. I'm pulling Mr. Six's head out of the bag, so then he goes for me.
Okay. I'll just give you a fate point. Uh-huh. He's just gonna drive at you.
You're gonna play chicken with the with the Six Flags.
You see his face. He just like snarls behind the wheel.
I want to position myself in front of like a pole.
I'm not strong enough to knock the bus off.
You could, like, jump up on some cars and try to leap onto the bus as it drives by.
I'm gonna stay in front of, like, a pole.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
You still have Mr. Six's cane.
Yeah.
So you stick the head on it and you're, like, holding it up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So roll clever to position yourself correctly.
How does the bus help that much?
I mean, you could... Buses always have those emergency exits.
I'll do that, so I have plus three.
Oh, okay.
Try to get in and...
Yeah, so you're good.
Okay, so maybe I could try to get in the bus.
Sure. I would say clever or flashy, actually.
Wow.
If you're leaping from a car onto the bus, that's definitely flashy.
You know what I'm saying to Mr. Flag?
Probably.
I'm saying, come on!
Zero.
Yeah, so you go to leap, but the bus is going faster than you thought.
Yeah.
The bus is going faster than you thought, and you missed, and it's like gone by the time.
At least it wasn't negative, so I didn't get hit by the bus.
So now you need to roll quick to jump out of the way, Gus.
Yes, I do.
And then you low blow the bus.
Yeah. I'm going to use my other aspect, so I have a plus five.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. He rolled a plus seven.
Oh, well.
So you take two stress.
Yeah.
Maybe you clipped him as he was going?
Yeah, so you leap out of the way, but not quite fast enough. And so your legs get hit, and you just start spinning in the air.
Then he slammed to a pole, though.
Yes, no, he did. So you hear, you get hit, and then you hear as the bus crashes. But you're stumbling because you just got hit by a bus. So, Kevin, you can pick up Gus if you want.
Bus 10, because it's a bus.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah, I'll grab Gus.
Elvis a flag looking in the bus.
You can't see him. The front's all crumbled. The music.
The engine like revs, he throws it in reverse, and you just hear this awful squealing of metal.
Yeah. Well, you guys get in the car.
Hurry up, get in.
Minnie's driving. Get in with it.
What?
I grabbed Gus and we
get in. Yeah. So all three of you get in the car. You pile in. Minnie, you just back out and start peeling away. And as you do, you hear that horrible metal sound as the bus pulls back.
Yeah.
And then starts chasing you. Mr. Flag is out for blood. So you guys are racing through the parking lot. You can see the gate of the park in front of you. But Mr. Flag is hot on your tail. So what are you guys gonna do?
I'm opening the trunk. Oh, is it, what kind of car is it?
I think it's a van, I said.
Alright, I'm gonna open like the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna use my last one to Hulk out. And I'm jumping into that bus.
Oh, God!
Okay. So you guys watch as Gus,
look out for the bus.
I hate you.
Gus throws the trunk open and leaps, and in midair, hulks out again. Roll forceful.
It's a plus three, right?
Yeah, with his Hulk bonus.
Yeah. That's a plus six.
Plus six. All right. You guys, Kevin, I'm assuming you're looking back.
Yeah.
Minnie, you're just like looking in the mirror. You see Gus Gus, just slam into what would have been the windshield. And then, you don't see it, and suddenly the bus, like, spins and jackknifes and woo, movie style, flips over and over again, and then lands and keeps rolling. It's just smashing cars in the parking lot.
Gus, Gus.
I thank you guys.
Okay.
Okay, I'm taking enough.
Gus, Gus.
Yes.
You yes, survive.
Yes. Yeah!
I rolled three minuses and a blank, so you're yes. Okay. So, if you want, you come crawling out with Mr. Flag's severed head in hand. And you, what?
Oh. Jam it onto the other end of the cage.
I have both now!
And you leap and land, boom, in front of Minnie's, the car, the van that Minnie's driving. Right. So I'm assuming you would let him in.
Yeah.
All right. So you like jump in.
Didn't want to be in this van.
Yeah. You jump in and you pull out. And there's like one of those little gates at the front entrance. And there's like the ticket tellers, the parking attendants standing there. And they're holding up their heads like, oh, and then they leap out of the way as you just gun through.
Sorry about that. I wanted to have a complete collection.
And that's where. So you close the trunk, and you guys manage to drive back to Disney headquarters.
Yeah.
You've got the head of Walt Disney safely tucked
the
away.
The head of Mr. Six and Mr. Flag.
Yeah. The heads of Mr. Six and Flag. And you successfully completed your mission.
Yeah. All right.
And it all went according to plan.
Nice. Can we say just for flavor that the heads of Mr. Six and Mr. Flag end up in the Haunted Mansion?
Sure.
Props.
Absolutely. They get like preserved.
Yeah. They do a little touch up on them to make them not look like they're actually human.
To make them look a little less scary.
Yeah.
Always remember one more.
Yeah. No. So that was according to plan. I hope you guys liked it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was. Well, that's like it could be. It's a heist, but it could be whatever you guys want it to be. So. Sci-fi, this was a modern day, but...
Sci-fi, this
could be whatever the fuck this was.
This was pretty crazy.
So what are we going to call this one?
I don't know.
Trying to get ahead?
I used that one for the Dungeon World game where you guys saw...
Right.
Where we got ahead.
Where you got ahead.
Hmm.
We get heads now, I guess.
Farks.
Oh, yeah, you're...
Trying to get ahead, revisited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was ahead in the for a while.
She still is.
Yeah.
We'll probably think of something.
I mean, obviously. This will have a title when you listen to it.
Listeners, comment on this and tell us what we named it.
That's good.
It's got to be some sort of pun.
All right.
You know, well, we'll figure it out, and then you'll be on the top of this thing. So,
yeah. All right.
When you wish upon a park.
Heads will roll.
Some heads will roll.
Maybe. All right.
From the vault.
The vaults. Okay. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Any last...
The gang tries to read.
And goes to Six Flags.
Are you doing It's Always Sunny reference?
Yes. Yeah. You're just, if this was always... The gang goes to Six Flags.
Yeah.
They have Walt Disney's head here. All right.
Frank would definitely try to go first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, anyone have any last will thoughts?
Nope.